Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I spent Halloween night down at the Alleyway Theater to see A Ghost Story, Oak, by Terry Guest.
We've seen his play, The Magnolia Ballet, earlier, also set in the Deep South.
Rural Georgia, where he is from. It's an African-American family, mother and her two children. In this little town, it just seems that every early summer, children disappear. And there's a legend that they're being snatched into the creek by the ghost of an escaped, enslaved woman named Odella.
Who has quite a story herself. In order to escape safely, Odella had to leave her baby behind, and she promised to return one day and get the child.
To take the child back, which is what she's doing. So, interestingly, Magnolia Ballet, the previous play by Terry Guest, who's a Chicago-based playwright originally from Georgia, and he was in the audience on Halloween night, and so we asked him, what's up with the ghosts?
I am from Georgia, and I think that there are obviously ghost stories all over the United States, but particularly in the southeast of the country. There's so much trauma there. There's so much darkness and the history and metaphorical and literal blood soaked in the soil, which means that I grew up with a bunch of incredible ghost stories that have influenced my writing to this day. I love to be scared. My mom loved the old like 60s and 70s horror movies, so I grew up watching those as well, which has influenced my writing. And finally, I am a historian, and I worked at the Atlanta History Center for many years, and so I'm always writing about history and thinking about how history prepares us for the future and the present, and so ghosts are just a natural follow to that.
I guess it's in his blood. I can't wait for his third play. There has to be a trilogy.
Well, you know, he's been such a yarn. He's sort of like the, you know, the Connor McPherson of Georgia. And just let me tell you an eerie story. Yeah, he's very good at that.
So we can expect more from him. Quick shout out to Scenic Design by Justin LaHue. Man, you are there. The Spanish moss hanging from the trees.
Certainly augmented by the lighting and the sound design of Emma Scheminger.
Yes.
There is a jump scare. And it's one of those sound scores that you don't even notice that it's gotten under your skin. The whistle, the shotguns. Yeah, very fun. We also got up to Jewish Repertory Theater in Gettysville at the Jewish Community Center there to see Conscience, play by Joe DiPietro, which was sort of a COVID casualty. Harriet Harris was doing it in New York in March of 2020. How lucky is that? But now it is Josie DiVincenzo as the senator from Maine, Margaret Chase Smith, and her famed, but I fear mostly forgotten, showdown with Senator Joe McCarthy of Wisconsin.
And Joe McCarthy, so effectively played by David Mitchell, who had just as a career of playing bad guys. Ebenezer Scrooge probably comes to mind first.
At least Scrooge is redeemed at the end. Joe McCarthy is so thoroughly icky. It gives me nightmares, just the whole thing. He was very good, but also Nick Stevens. Wonderful.
Yes.
As Margaret Chase Smith's assistant and advisor, and Anna Krempholz as Mrs. Joe McCarthy.
Didn't you just want to smack them both?
I didn't want to get that close, no. But it's frighteningly timely also. It's about sort of morality and politics. Margaret Chase Smith in 1950, famously before anyone had, stood up to Joe McCarthy and almost lost her political career. He went after her with a vengeance, very vindictive man. That's what happened there. That's Jewish Repertory Theater. They're up at the JCC in Gettysville. You got to Urinetown finally, yes?
Yes, we did. Very satisfying. Absolutely clever choreography.
Christy Shoup Kavanaugh, just wonderfully playful choreography, parading every Broadway form in the most inappropriate ways in this Brechtian musical.
You know, this would be a good time to remind folks once again to read your reviews in theatertalkbuffalo.com. It's a free website. I just thought you pointed out a couple things that I just loved, and that was the pit with that wonderful Kurt Weill saxophone sound back there, just evoking all of those Brecht and Weill collaborations.
Yes. I don't know exactly how many reed instruments they were playing, but it had that perfect Berlin sound.
Oh, yeah.
Which is haunting. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.